So we've been using the ISB laboratory for quite a long time, almost 6 hours every day or more, yeah.
Yes, this is part of the high school, and this is what they call the atrium. This is the assembly point for all the students. And what's cool, it's set up as steps. So when we have our Green Light for Girl days, we fill this entire room full of girls, and we have wonderful speakers and so forth. But what we did for the radio show is we looked at this room and thought, you know what this room needs? It needs some slinkies. This is what this needs, because it has steps True. Going from the very top to the very bottom, and it just calls out for some experimentation with different slinkies.
And it's set up like a not the typical kind of stadium type of thing. It's really kind of modernized, I would say.
It is, and it's very close to the speaker, so you don't feel like you're too far away, which of course can happen with very big rooms. And of course, from a learning perspective, because this is a learning room, it's a place where students convene. So, and we've taken advantage of that for our learning environments that we do for our organization.
And so this leads through in the cafeteria?
Actually, and it leads through to some learning groups, learning environments, so that would be great if we can walk through.
Sure. And I saw the very interesting bicycle type of thing over there.
Yes, they've got this cool thing in the corner, which is if you need to, one, exercise, and two, sit for a moment, and three, charge your phone, you can do it all at the same time. So you can sit at these bikes, plug in your phone, and actually the energy that you create from riding the bike will actually recharge your phone, which I think is brilliant, really brilliant. So this area here is the communal area, and it's all over the school of ISB, and particularly in this new high school, it's been designed around it. And it's designed in clusters, so you can literally find a space to sit and work as a group and study, and it's part of the educational system here. So with Green Light for Girls, we've been using this for the past few days for our radio segments, and we also use it for our activities when we get a chance to use the school.
And the school is just enormous, gigantic. I mean, I've been walking around it, and I still would get lost if I had to do it by myself, because it's just, I can't believe how spacious it is. Like, when I think of ISB, it kind of reminds me of, you know, Hogwarts in a modern kind of, if you're a Harry Potter fan, that is.
That's true, and I think a lot of us are.
Yes, yeah.
Science on Air is brought to you by Green Light for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.